This is the Vodka for Breakfast podcast. Every week we fill time with our voices talking about anything that comes to mind. Our website is www.vodkapodcast.com, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email the editor on isaac@vodkapodcast.com. Our content may offend some listeners, but if you don't mind some real discussion, then sit back with a bottle of vodka and listen to this week's installment of VFB. Hello, and welcome to the Vodka for Breakfast episode 5. This week I have Johnny B with me.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, that's a good start. So who are you?
Who are you? I am a student at an art college in Detroit, Michigan, in the United States. Detroit is very... weird. Everything you've heard about it is in fact very true. Every other building is abandoned, and you will get shanked on the street if you aren't careful. It's quite lovely.
What's shanked?
Shanked is slang for stabbed.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Okay then.
Vocabulary word. Great.
And what do you do?
I'm studying graphic design.
Ah. So. Is that fun?
Yeah, it's fun. Right now I'm in like the lovely fundamentals stage where pretty much you have to work your ass off and get lots and lots of like paintings and such done, so I'm not really on the computer a whole lot, which is my preferred medium, but instead I'm cutting out, you know, hundreds of little squares and gluing them onto sheets of paper and things like that, so kind of tedious, but I enjoy it, so.
Yeah. And why are you here?
Here, as in...
As in whatever you want. It's your own interpretation, Johnny B.
Oh, my interpretation. Why am I here? Well, I'm in Detroit to go to school and to, of course, get out of my hometown of Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I'm also here to have fun and, I don't know, learn.
Excellent.
Yes.
Mm. And who would win in a fight between Lady Gaga and Shakira?
Probably Shakira, because Shakira's hips don't lie.
Ah.
Whereas Lady Gaga's probably do. I'm just gonna take a guess there.
Wise decision. Do you listen to a lot of Lady Gaga?
Not really. I mean, I do when I'm feeling really trashy, but Lady Gaga is very talented, but she uses her talent for evil, not good.
Or so.
She's very much in the pop area and just kind of not very well written or anything like that. Like, her music is very it's for the show, it's for money, it's for, you know, the spectacle. It's not for the sake of good music, which I know she can write, but she's chosen not to go that direction. She's chosen to be a crowd pleaser, which I don't really like. Uh-huh. So,
but do you know, like, the words to her songs?
They're amusing to be sure, but they don't really have any substance.
Well, that brings us nicely into our five questions. Five questions is a game where I ask you five questions, and you have to get three of them right. And today, you didn't expect this. And today, we have five questions about Lady Gaga songs.
Oh, dear.
And I am going to, like, say a bit of a song, and then you're going to have to say the next line.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, here goes.
All right, number one. She's not broken, she's just a baby, but her boyfriend's like a dad, just like a dad. Draw those flames that burn before him. Your turn.
I'm horrible with lyrics. I know the song, but I don't know.
Incorrect. The correct answer was, oh, he's gonna find a fight, gonna fool the bad. You know that I love boy, hot like Mexico, rejoice. At this point, I gotta choose, nothing to lose. Don't call my name, don't call my name. Alejandro, I'm not your babe. And that was from...
Where is she? Where is... That was from Alejandro, of course.
And that was from Don't Call My Name, Alejandro. Number two. I wanna roll with him, a hard pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. I love it. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun.
But baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun.
Correct!
Oh, I thank you. I thank you.
Oh, I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. I'll get him what? Show him what I've got. That's from Poker Face. And we did Poker Face.
Oh dear.
Number three. Stop calling. I don't want to think anymore. I left my hand and my heart on the dance floor. What's the chorus? The chorus.
Good God, I should know this. I do not, again.
The chorus? The chorus is the easiest bit.
I know it's the easiest bit, but I'm put on the spot. Plus, I, again, don't really listen to lyrics, although I do enjoy good lyrics, but I'm at a loss.
Well, that was from Telephone, and the correct answer was... Stop telephoning me. I'm busy. Stop telephoning me.
Well, that's why it has no content. It's just a bunch of vowels.
That would have been funny. But you
dear. Too bad.
Number four. I'm your biggest fan, I'll follow you until you love me. Papa paparazzi, baby there's no other superstar, you know what I'll be, your papa paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until that boy is mine.
Never really listened to this song, I kind of hate it, so I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, so you're gonna give up?
I'm giving up.
Baby you'll be famous, chase you down until you love me, papa paparazzi. Feel good, we dance in the studio. Snap, snap to that shit on the radio. Don't stop for everyone. We're plastic, but we still have fun. You think she wrote that herself?
In that song?
Yeah, paparazzi.
I didn't know that was in that song. Oops. Wow.
Right. Number five. Last one. Ra ra ah ah ah. Ruma ruma ma ah.
Gaga ooh la la.
Correct. I'll accept that. That's fine. Well, that was the five questions, and you only got two out of five, so I win.
You win. Yeah. Bad.
I won!
I'm such a bad gay, I should learn these things.
Oh, I want your ugly, I want your disease, I want your everything, as long as it's free. I want your love, 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 I want your love. And that was from Bad Romance.
Which really is the only song that I think does qualify as a good song by her. I enjoy it. Huh. I think that one's actually well written. So.
Really? La 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 la. La 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 la. That's well written.
Oh, not that. Not that, of course. No, but the instrumentation is quite fantastic. It actually has dimension instead of just being some lovely, horrible, square synthesizer bullshit.
Ah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Enjoy it.
Do you know a lot about music?
Not a lot. I mean, I know enough. I've been in music since I was four when I started piano lessons. So, yeah, but... As for making my own, I started, I think, 4 years ago making my own music, and I haven't actually been taught how to use, synthesizers or sequencers or whatnot, so I'm self-taught, but I know enough to get my way around, but yeah.
Excellent.
So I know the more classical side of things.
Right, excellent. Speaking of bad romances, I have constructed a bad romance for you.
Oh dear.
It starts out with you taking a day trip to Norwich, and you find a music box that plays the theme tune to Zelda. You find out that this music box belongs to a guy called Sebastian Fish, who sells fish and eggs, but as it turns out, he's the undercover police officer trying to expose the underground fish and egg market. You try to help him in his case, but then in doing so, you get kidnapped by a German Oreo maker named Millen McKay, and you fall in love with him instead, and you kill Sebastian Fish by attaching him to a hot air balloon and making it fly into a volcano, and then it ends by you running off to Malta with Millen to live happily ever after with your pet leopard and samurai sword. Also, you have converted to the Jedi religion.
Good lord.
And that was your bad romance.
I'm a very busy person, apparently, and all up in Europe, which I've never been to, sadly.
Oh, you never been to Europe?
I have not. I should. The United States are trash. All of them.
You should go to Ireland.
I should. That'd be fun.
You should go to Norway.
Norway. Ooh, Norway.
Ooh. Norway Ooh. Is good.
Ooh.
Mm. So do you have like a car?
No, actually.
Do you have a motorcycle?
No, I have nothing but my feet.
Aw, that's...
I'm in Detroit, so it's not like I could go anywhere anyway.
Mm. Motorcycles are fun. I'm having motorcycle lessons.
Really?
Yeah, and they are so much fun to ride. It's just, it's really a lot of fun.
I will definitely look into it because they're a lot cheaper than cars too. Although driving a motorcycle in Michigan in the winter really is not going to happen though, so it'd be a one season car mode of transportation, pardon.
Indeed, but they are a lot of fun. I highly recommend them. Do you have any allergies?
Mostly like scents, like perfumes or candles. Sometimes they'll give me a headache. Cigarettes and cigars, tobacco, I guess, in general, also gives me a headache. I made the poor decision of trying to smoke a cigarette once. I had the worst headache I've ever had in my life. It was absolutely horrible. So I'm never doing that again. Other than that, no food allergies or anything like that.
Right. Do you have any tattoos?
Nope.
Oh, would you like a tattoo?
Nope.
Why not?
They're a bit overrated and a little too, I don't know, society driven. I just don't really see the point.
Well,
maybe
would you?
I will later. I don't know. I'm leaving the door open, but as of right now, no.
Would you take a tattoo if it like went away in 6 weeks?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's the fact that it's a permanent thing on you.
Yeah. I don't know of any design or idea that I like enough that I would want stuck on me for forever that I can't just think about. Like, if it's a quote or something, I don't see the point of having that tattooed on me. Like, that doesn't quite connect for me.
Indeed. So, boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Yes, definitely briefs! Boxers are so overrated.
They are. Although, actually, I wear both because I'm tiny, and if I don't wear both, no pants will fit. So, yeah, that's fun.
Well, can't you just get a belt?
Yes, but then you get, like, several inches of extra fabric that just has nowhere to go. So, then you get, like, these weird bunches, and then, like, things fall out from under the areas between the loops, and it's just not good.
It sounds like belts have caused a lot of problems for you.
They have caused a lot of problems. They're just, I mean, suspenders maybe, but then you still have a lot of extra fabric, so then you get like a draft from above, and that's just not okay. So suspenders are also out. So yeah, I just have to wear several layers, which I don't really mind.
So you wear briefs and then boxers and then trousers?
Yep.
That's quite strange.
Yes, it is.
Not even I would do that.
Sorry. No, I don't know.
Video games. Are you interested in video games?
Not really, although I do play an open source game called Nexius. I don't really play as much as I map for it, so I make, like, the levels. So I do some 3D modeling with that. It's a lot of fun. The community is also great, so they're on IRC in a chat room, so I'm in there a lot talking with them and just being lewd and obnoxious in general. So
I see.
I enjoy it.
I see.
But other than that, no, because I absolutely suck at video games. Like, I'm the worst. So all I do is die, and I never actually get any frags in or anything. So. And other kinds of video games, I'm usually in first-person shooters, and other types just don't really do it for me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think video games, for me, I become really good at them, but then they just wear off as a novelty, and then I just stop paying attention to them.
Yeah.
What was your worst injury?
Oh, in Winter Guard, do I need to explain what Winter Guard is? Probably. Winter Guard is like Color Guard, which is the part of a marching band where, you know, flags, rifles, you throw things, you catch them, you dance, whatever. Brouhaha, good times. But it's in the winter and it's in a gym. So you have like this huge tarp that you can like paint and such, and then you have props and all that sort of thing. And you have a show that's, I don't know, usually about 6 minutes long. And you work your ass off, and you have everything choreographed, and, you know, tosses and exchanges and all that stuff. And you perform and you compete around the state. And I did that for 3 seasons, and then I went in high school. And then after that, I went to an independent group about an hour away from my hometown. And I did Winter Guard with them, and that was great. But during the Winter Hell Week, which is like the week-long camp in winter where you stay there the entire week and you just work on the show for like 14 hours a day, like the first day of that week, I blew out my knee. So I dislocated it, and my kneecap was stuck on the side of my leg for about a minute and a half. So that was fun. Then, of course, the next day I was up on it and dancing again, which was not smart, but whatever. So that was my worst injury, having my kneecap stuck on the side of my leg. Lots of fun.
Nice. Can you roll your tongue?
Roll, yes. I can't flip it over, though.
Roll your tongue. Yep. It doesn't really work for an audio podcast.
No, I mean... no, that doesn't really work either. I was hoping I could whistle through it or something, but...
Can you whistle?
Not really. Never found the need to, so I haven't really tried a whole lot. Yeah, not really. Not happening today.
I once knew someone who thought that gays couldn't whistle. That was a genetic thing.
No, my brother, who is also gay, can in fact whistle quite well, so...
Is he an older brother or a younger brother?
Older brother. I'm the youngest of four boys.
Ah.
So, yeah, that was... actually wasn't too bad. My parents were great at keeping people in line, so I never got, like, beat up or anything by my older brothers. We're all still on really good terms, so it's quite nice.
Did you ever hear of a study that said that gays were more likely to be gay if they had older brothers?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And considering the last two of four boys are gay in my family, I would think that study has some clout, so...
Especially for you, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What books do you read?
Books do I read? I like Shakespeare. Shakespeare's good. Not really a book, per se, but
I think he's overrated.
Ah, why?
Well, it's not that good, the stuff he writes.
Really? Try writing in fucking iambic pentameter, mister. Do it and send it to me, and I'll judge.
What's an iambic pentameter?
Oh, see, that's why you don't appreciate him. Iambic pentameter. Every line has, what, 10 syllables, and every couplet rhymes or something like that. That's how he writes for most of his stuff. So try that rhyming scheme, and good luck.
Yeah, maybe I'll write a story about you going to Norwich.
Yes, sounds lovely. I would enjoy it. Yes, so he's good. Of course, some of his plays are better than others. Some are complete trash, but that's okay. What other books? I like The Lord of the Rings. In my defense, I grew up on it before any of the movies were ever even conceived. So, very well written. I love Tolkien's style. Other books? I don't know. I don't read it. Well, I would read more if I had the time, but I don't have a whole lot of time.
What sports do you do?
No sports, except for Winter Guard, which I don't do anymore because I'm broken, apparently. I walk up the stairs and my knee starts to slip. I'm like, God damn it. So, yep, no more dance for me, but that's it.
Okay. Shampoo or shower gel?
Shampoo.
What's the difference?
Shower gel is for body, as far as I know.
Really?
That's how it is in the States. Shower gel is usually just like body soap liquid. And then shampoo is just shampoo for your hair. Although one of my roommates I saw in the shower, it's like 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. I'm like, what the hell? What, are you seriously that lazy that we have to just dunk ourselves in one thing? Like, it seems a little much. So,
what is conditioner?
Conditioner is shampoo is like a cleaner, and conditioner is like a moisturizer type thing, I believe. So it'd be the difference between like soap and lotion.
Well, the difference between soap and lotion is soap is solid and lotion is liquid.
Oh dear. Wow. For us, soap is liquid or solid and is for cleaning hands, usually hands or body. And lotion is liquid and is for moisturizing hands, like, I guess mainly moisturizing.
What is moisturizing?
Moisturizing, it locks in moisture in your hands so they aren't dry and don't crack. Like, especially in the winter, I get really dry hands, and they end up cracking on the back and bleeding everywhere. Welcome to Michigan, right? Like, a lotion moisturizer will help keep that from happening.
Well, won't water keep that from happening?
No, water is actually very drying. When you wash your hands, and then when they air dry, it takes out all of the moisture that was already in your hands with it. So washing your hands is... despite what it would seem, not very moisturizing at all.
This is bizarre. I've never heard of such things before.
Really?
Yes. Learning.
I'll have to get some sources for you so you can read up on it.
What do you drink?
I drink Dr. Pepper, lots of it, it's really bad, and usually milk.
Not water?
Not a whole lot of water, although I should. Oops.
Why milk?
Milk? Because it's somewhat fattening, plus it's enjoying. Enjoying? I enjoy it. Pardon, English escapes me.
Semi-skimmed?
No, usually whole, actually. Skimmed tastes too much like water. If I want skim milk, I'll just drink water.
What are the different kinds of milk?
We have, like, skim milk and fat-free, which I think are the same thing, which has no fat and is just very thin and watery. And then there's, like, 0.5%, 1%, 2%, and whole. I'm not sure why they have 0.5%, 1%, and 2%, but it's, like, the different amounts of fat content. So, I drink whole milk, which is the most fat you can get, so it's, like, very thick and creamy versus 2%, which is in the medium, and then 1% and 0.5% are, like, close to no fat at all, so they're gradually thinner.
This is deeply confusing for me.
Yes, it's deeply confusing. It's deeply confusing for me, and I live here. So.
Who was it that thought that it would be a good idea to drink from a cow?
I have no idea, but I also kind of wonder if that was the same person who thought eggs would be a good thing to eat. Just like, oh, I'm going to eat whatever this chicken shits. Like, great. What a great idea. Like, no. So, I don't know.
Do you have a lot of eggs?
I do not.
Good. Me either. They're weird.
They're awkward, yeah.
Yeah. They're deeply confusing objects that I'm just never going to understand.
Yes, I quite agree.
What films do you like to watch?
One that is well-directed, well-written, and has good acting.
What do you mean well-directed?
Well-directed as in, I guess I need more cinematography.
Yeah, because that explains it perfectly. What's cinematography?
Oh dear. Cinematography would be how a film looks. Like the different camera angles, and it's like the combination of camera angles and coloring and effects and just like the basic all-encompassing essence of a film, how it looks, the style. So something that is like artistic and original and well planned versus something that is not very well planned, or like Cloverfield, something that's all handheld, like I just couldn't handle it. I would shoot someone. But as for favorite films, I would go with Amelie. It is one of my favorites. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is another favorite. See what else. I really liked Children of Men. That was very well written.
I've never heard of any of those. I've heard of Children of Men, but that's it.
Well, I will have to introduce you. They're quite good. Amelie is French. It was made in 2001. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I think, was 2005. It's a relatively little-known film. I think it was... Yeah, it's an independent film, but it is really good. Absolutely hilarious. It's a wonderful mystery romance comedy, so it's good. Lots of boobs, too, so if you like boobs, you'll love that movie.
Do you like sour things or sweet things or bitter things?
Usually sour. Sour more than... Or bitter, sometimes like dark chocolate I really enjoy, which is a little bitter. Can be.
You know, dark chocolate is actually good for you.
Yes, I did. Which is yet another reason to love it.
100 grams of dark chocolate a day can reduce the probability of stroke by 23%.
My goodness.
I wrote an essay on chocolate, so that's why I know that.
That would be why. I was going to say, did you just pull that out of your ass? Like, what?
No, I didn't.
How do you know these things?
Essay on chocolate. Yep. Not strange at all.
No, actually not. Not really that strange.
Nope. So, do you have anything to ask me?
Well, I mean, I know absolutely nothing about you, except that you're an atheist and live in Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
So, Northern Ireland.
Sort of the same thing.
See, I'm just a douchebag from the United States, so I really wouldn't know the difference, now would I?
Well, Northern Ireland is on the north, and the Republic of Ireland is on the south, and we're all technically Ireland, because it's just one big island. But, you know, it's still separate.
I did not know that. I will keep that in mind.
Northern Ireland is a part of the UK.
And the other one isn't. Shit, noises, what? Stop. Hold on. Good lord, I hate these PSAs in this place. Noxious as hell.
What the hell is that?
That is a lovely public announcement system, a PA, if you will, that there's one on every floor in this building, and they like to make announcements in the middle of the day that are really loud and scare the Jesus out of me. So that's what that is. Congratulations, you caught one on tape.
it sounds point. Like someone's trying to threaten you through the PA system.
I know. I don't understand. When it first went off, I was like, what the hell is going on? You know.
Well, that's the sort of thing you would have in a prison.
Prison or in like some sort of V for Vendetta-esque movie.
Yes. Oh, did you see V for Vendetta?
I did not. I was going to yesterday, but I didn't get to it. So
it is a really good film.
It is a fantastic film. I love it.
Oh, so you have seen it?
I have seen it. I just didn't see it yesterday on the 5th of November.
Oh. Well, I didn't see it yesterday either, but still got it.
V for Vendetta is amazing. I love it.
Indeed.
Fantastic film. Fantastic.
What job do you want?
I have no idea. Oh, probably actually. A graphic designer, but I don't know if I want to work for like a corporation and just like be a graphic designer for only one company, or if I just want to freelance or what. Freelancing is kind of difficult these days, so I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Deodorant? Do you use deodorant?
Yes, I do.
What kind?
Old Spice, and I believe it's called Aqua Reef is the scent. People keep telling me, God, you're wearing so much cologne. I'm like, I'm not wearing any cologne. I'm wearing deodorant. I'm wearing, like, a normal amount. What the hell? So apparently it's really strong and apparently smells like cologne, which is kind of odd, but whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I use Lynx.
Lynx?
Yep.
I don't know if I'm familiar.
No. I think you use American deodorant and I use British deodorant, I guess. United Kingdomese.
Lynx. Brand of... Oh, that is sinful. No, you are not allowed to use Lynx, ever.
Why?
Get rid of it. Because it's trashy. Everybody, it's known as Axe in the United States, and everyone who is anyone makes fun of people who wear Axe.
That's not what it's like over here.
You sure? Does it smell as horrible?
It doesn't smell horrible.
Hey. Quality standards. Oh, shit. What's coming? It's Colbar. Well, I probably will be making fun of you on Twitter for that. So be expecting lambastings coming your way.
Well, why? What? I don't understand.
Because Axe is, or Lynx, which is owned by the same company, and I think is the same sense of everything. It's known as like the trashy young preteen boy type of scent and essence of everything. So pretty much if you wear Axe, you get made fun of here. So
but that's not the case here. It doesn't count.
Oh yes it does.
No, it doesn't.
Still make fun of. Yes it does.
No, it doesn't. I also wear Right Guard.
I'm not familiar with that one. Yeah, let me actually send this to you.
What are you doing?
Oh, I just sent you a link to the Axe/Unilever Axe/Lynx page on Wikipedia.
I already went there.
Oh, you already went there. God, you're a step ahead of me. Congratulations. 10 points. Anyway, yes. Cheers.
Indeed. I'm looking around her room for more material again.
So what, are you involved with anyone right now?
No.
No.
Are you?
After my own heart. No, indeed. I'm happily single. I'm enjoying it.
Are you?
I am. Boys are stupid.
Do you order things from Amazon?
I do. I do indeed.
What like?
Let's see. My last purchase was from... Amazon UK, actually, and was a rare CD that I've been looking for. You probably saw me have a heart attack on Twitter about it, but I've been looking for it for a couple, probably like 7 or 8 months, and I could only find it used, and the cheapest I could find it was for like £60, I think. So I was not pleased about that because I was not about to pay $100 for a CD. And then I just hopped on one day because I kept checking the page obsessively, and I found it for £10, I think, and I almost shat myself and ordered it on the spot. So that was my last Amazon purchase.
What was on the CD?
What was on the CD? The reason I bought the CD was for, it's a soundtrack, and it was for a song by Guy Sigsworth and Hinda Hicks. Imogen Heap is also included on this CD. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's pretty popular these days. But it's just a great song, one of my favorites. And I couldn't find it anywhere. Like, I couldn't pirate it for anything more than like, or yeah, I think the highest bitrate I could find was like 192 kilobytes per second. And I'm like, I can't handle this. That's shit quality. So I just bought it. So yeah, that was my last purchase. I was quite happy. So.
My last purchase was from the American store, in fact. This headset.
Oh, good.
And I had to use the American one because I was given a $100 voucher for Amazon by a guy from Malta. So, yeah.
Always a good time.
Yeah. Shipping was ridiculous.
Really?
I couldn't get a lot for that $100, you know.
Wow. The shipping... by what was it? I don't even remember who shipped it. I think it was like British Royal Mail or something like that. But it was quite cheap. It was only like £3, I think.
Well, for $100, I got one webcam and one headset.
Yeah, webcams are kind of... well, they're not as bad as they used to be. But, and it depends on the headset, too.
This is an HD headset from Louisville, Kentucky. And it arrived in less than 2 days. Which I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
I was impressed too. I was like, oh, I'm impressed. But then the webcam took like a lot longer. It took like 6 days.
6 days, please. I ordered mine. They were like, expect it to be like 4 weeks. And it arrived in a week and a half, I think. It was like, sweet. But
it said it would be there earlier. So I had to go all the way to the post office as well.
That sucks.
But my headset found its way to my doorstep somehow.
Works. So do you live on campus or...
No, I rent a little place with my brother.
Ah, good time. Yeah. Are you on good terms with your brother?
Yes.
Good. It's always good to have a brother with whom you are on good terms.
Yes. We are not related by blood, but we are still cool.
And close enough, just around. Just the nearest something.
Do you have an iPod?
I do not.
What do you have? Do you have something different?
I don't even remember what the hell it is. It's some off-brand MP3 player that I got for like $20. So.
And it worked out right.
Yeah.
Do you have iTunes?
I do not. I hate iTunes with passion.
Oh. Well
iTunes,
then.
Ooh, it's morbidly obese. It kills your computer no matter what you're running. So.
I have iTunes. It's running fine.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah. And also, if you have iTunes, you can subscribe to the Vodka for Breakfast podcast on iTunes.
You can also subscribe on Winamp or MediaMonkey, which I use. So, does it have an RSS feed?
Yes.
Yep, then I can subscribe, which I will do shortly.
All right then, good, fine. Excellent. Perfect. Spiffing.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah.
For show.
For show?
For show, yes.
Is that like gangster speak?
Yes, for sure.
Ah.
For show.
For sure.
Yep.
Oh, for. Let's all go to the theater. Do you know how to play chess?
No, although I wish I did.
Yeah.
I hear it's quite fantastic.
Quite the spectacle.
Spectacle. Oh dear.
No, it's all good fun and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, are you wearing 2 pairs of underwear right now?
Yes, I am.
What color are they?
I think one is gray and the other is, I have to check, is red, like a dark red and navy blue.
Like stripes?
No, it actually has cupids on it because I bought it on sale during Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's the boxers.
Yes, those are the boxers.
Excellent. And my underwear, just for good measure, is a blue camouflage color, boxer briefs. I don't know why they design underwear with camouflage. Do they actually think that will have a practical use?
I doubt it. I expect it's just like the camo style or something like that that's supposed to be, I don't know, stylish. It doesn't make sense, but whatever. You bought it, apparently, so I guess it worked.
Yeah. Maybe I steal it.
Oh, that has a story behind it.
No, I didn't steal it.
Well, if you did steal it, you could have gotten away quite easily, because it's camouflage.
Indeed! And that's how it all adds up together, actually.
Perfect, perfect. They want you to shoplift. Great.
I got out of that store like a ninja. In my camouflage underwear.
Yep.
Do you own a leather jacket?
I own a fake leather jacket, yes.
Yeah, me too. I mean, like, real leather is ridiculously expensive, way over my budget. I'm wearing a fake leather jacket right now, and I love it. I love the leather jacket. I wear it all the time. I wore it in bed once.
In bed?
Yeah.
You can probably actually move in yours. Mine is, like, an extra small, which was on a ridiculous sale when I bought it my freshman year of high school, which was, what, 7 years ago now, I guess? Good God, that's a long time ago. 7 years ago, and it was an extra small, and it was on a ridiculous sale, so I bought it. And I can't zip it up because it's too small, and I can't really move in it either because it's too small, but it's really warm, and it looks great, so I don't actually care about it.
All right. So it defeats the purpose of a jacket if you can't move.
Kind of. I mean, I can move, but I can't, like, lift my arms very high, so I can't put my arms above my head. But other than that, I do okay. Which, since I don't usually have to put my arms above my head, considering I'm, you know, really tall anyway, so it works out okay.
Mm. What do you think of fast food? Good or bad?
It depends on what context we're talking as for good or bad. Health-wise, horrible. Taste-wise, usually pretty horrible, but I still enjoy it every once in a while, but it's...
Well, that's what I'm going to make fun of you for.
Oh, fast food?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm. I like Subway, though. Subway's good. Subway is acceptable.
Subway is acceptable. I really like Subway as well, although Jimmy John's, I think, wins.
We don't have that here.
Ah, too bad.
What's that like?
It's like Subway, but better.
How could it be better?
Oh, I know, right? No, it can totally be better. They put, like, sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, on their fucking sandwiches. It's amazing. How can I spell? Plus, their advertising is absolutely fantastic.
How can advertising be absolutely fantastic? What are you on about?
Just like, I don't know how to explain though. Let me look. If the site, like, just has this great old school style to everything that they use, like down to the napkins. It's all great.
Advertising is rubbish.
Advertising is not rubbish.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's annoying. It's just like, buy our products. We're so cool. But
except that it works, but, you know. We also have an advertising program at the school, so I have a lot of ad majors around here. We're all assholes, but that's fine. Although the transportation majors are worse.
Okay, so I just saw an ad with words zipping by. Is that what you would define as excellent?
No, it's the style, the essence that it gives.
The essence is
not just about the words, it's about how it's put together, how seamless the look is. They have very
how it's directed.
Yes, I guess that would work. How it's directed, and I guess they're going for kind of modern twists on a 50s look. So just how things are laid out and the colors they've used and all that.
The colors they've used? I mean, come on.
I'm a graphic designer. What the hell do you think? What do you expect?
I expect good advertising with... Well, I don't know how I would expect that, but... Oh, come on, man. Colors!
Yes, colors. Colors can change everything.
Well, advertising.
Never heard of color theory. Color theory is very in-depth about how colors... certain colors evoke certain emotions and certain combinations of colors do the same, and color palettes, what's pleasing to the eye, and it goes on, and people will argue for hours about very minute differences in color just because a very small change in a tint can completely change an overall product, like an overall look, an overall emotion, and what it evokes, and how you feel about a certain product or idea.
That sounds rubbish.
Oh, it's not. You just don't notice. It's all subliminal.
All that subconscious mojo.
Yep.
Mm. So what's the best color for underwear?
Well, I mean, that has a lot of different connotations to it. But for me, black is probably the best.
What about white?
White? I don't know. White just seems to be a little... transparent at times, I guess, which if that's I mean, you can totally go for it, but you also have to think about that.
Yeah, especially if you get it wet.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to get, you know, white underwear wet to be transparent, then go for it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about pink underwear?
Pink underwear? You have to be a very special person to pull off pink underwear.
Ooh.
I don't own any, because I don't think I could pull it off, so...
Pull it off.
But...
How many people are going to see your underwear, Tony B?
You never know.
The person who matters.
Shit happens. No, especially since my, one of my pairs of jeans are like, oh god, another 7 years old, and they are about to explode, and I seriously think I'm gonna like catch them on a door handle while I'm in class, and they're just gonna completely explode, because they're paper thin right now, because they're so worn. So, I'd rather not have, you know, like hot pink underwear when that happens, because I don't want to have to like ride the shuttle bus back to my, you know, my room with hot pink underwear. I just don't want to go there.
Well, if you think that's gonna happen, then I would, you know, not wear them.
Well, yeah, but they're nice jeans.
So. It's worth the risk.
It is worth the risk. Plus, I mean, if I'm going to go to a class where I have to be painting or screen printing or something, it's nice because I know they're already ghetto, so if they do get crap all over them, it's not a deal.
Who do you share your room with?
I'm not sure. I have, four roommates. Wow. So there are five of us all together. We live in a converted apartment building. So we have, like, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a living... Ooh, pardon me. That was Dr. Pepper. We have a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, and I think that's it. So it's pretty spacious, but there are five of us all together. Two are... entertainment arts majors. No, one is an entertainment arts major. Another one is a concept, entertainment concept, I think, major. Another one is a photography major, and the other is, oh good god, I have no idea what he is. I never see him. He just kind of disappears. So I don't know anything about him.
Awesome.
But yeah, so a bunch of crazy artists staying up all night and painting shit. It's quite hectic.
Mm. How do you get put with those people? Was it just random coincidence, or did you decide? How did that
random
work?
Coincidence. I don't know, or didn't know any of them before I showed up, so...
Ah, I see.
Some complete strangers, but they're all great, so it hasn't been a problem.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't heard any sirens or gunshots yet. Usually we don't have gunshots, we only have lots and lots of sirens all the time.
Hmm.
Just last night, some asshole got their car pulled over in front of my building and was being, like, searched. It's like, really? Is this necessary? Okay.
Did he get arrested?
I don't know. I stopped paying attention.
Oh, if I lived in a ghetto neighborhood like that, I would watch.
Well, see, when it happens several times a day, you just stop paying attention.
I suppose it does. The novelty wears off.
The novelty. Oh my god, someone just got shanked. Yeah, just didn't quite.
Or maybe you can have some kind of bingo game where you can, there's like a list of things and you can tick them off as you see them. Someone getting shanked, someone getting searched, someone getting arrested.
Yes, I got a bingo! That actually would be quite fantastic. I should do that.
Yeah.
I'll send you a copy and then we can see who gets bingo first.
Okay. Well, that would obviously be you.
I know, that's the point.
I don't live in that bad a place.
You live in a remotely ghetto place, though.
No, crime here is quite low. But if I wanted to see some crime, I think I could find a few places.
Yeah?
Yeah. What color are the police cars there?
Either black or white, or sometimes navy blue.
Hmm. We have, like...
I think it depends on whether it's, like, state police, city police, or something else police. I don't know.
State country police?
I don't think we have country police. Just, like, the FBI or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe it's more like township police versus city police. I don't know. Who knows?
Our police cars are really bright and scary, so they're not very good. Your police cars are more stealthy. I'll give you that.
Yes, and then of course there are the undercover police cars, which look like normal cars, except they have lights that all of a sudden appear on the dashboard that you never saw were there. It's great.
Huh.
So,
have you ever been arrested?
I have not. Have you?
No.
Okay, good.
I got away with my
crimes. What did you do? I know, right? Oh, man.
No criminal record for me.
Same here.
Only do crimes you get away with.
Exactly. If you can't get away with it, don't do it. Goodness.
Yeah. Do you have, like, gangs there?
Probably, although yeah, we do. I don't know of anyone in one or anything like that, but they are around.
Do they wear, like, bandanas of different colors, and then the color, like, equates to what gang you're into?
I have no idea.
And then if you find someone of a different color, you have to push them and then stab them or shoot them or something?
I mean, it sounds like fun and all, but, Yeah, I'm not familiar with anything around here. I'm sure I could find some website that gives, like, the entire down-low information on everything like that around here. But
I think that's the stereotypical US thing, to wear bandanas and push people of that who wear different colors.
Although there was the, the gay bandana code also in... Oh, God, I don't even know what... era it was a while ago, a couple decades ago, but you would wear a different colored bandana in your back pocket, and depending on like which pocket it was, it depended on if you're like a top or a bottom, and then what kinks you had was the color and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, that's just great. Wow. Okay.
Indeed. I saw that, but all I have is a black bandana. I don't know what that equates to, what that meant. I'm just gonna look that up now. Gay bandana.
Gay bandana. I'm sure that'll get you some fun stuff.
Gay bandana code. Oh. The black bandana. Sadomasochism.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations.
Not just sadomasochism. Heavy sadomasochism.
So, are you into heavy sadomasochism?
I'm not at liberty to say, Johnny B.
Well, I guess you are then. Good luck with that. Have fun. Call me later. Ow. My soul hurts just thinking about it.
Oh, this is such a fun game we could have. Okay, what does blue light with white stripes in the left pocket, no, in the right pocket, means? Blue light with white stripe in the right pocket. You don't know.
No, I'm looking it up right now. God, this is so in-depth. Holy cow.
I know.
I'm looking for it, A navel fetish. Great. No, that's not what that one is. Oh, means you want to perform oral sex.
No, mine says looking for salty semen. What one are you using?
Wait, I'm using Wikipedia.
Oh, that's probably better. Send me the wiki link.
Better, maybe. Never know.
The handkerchief code of gayness. Yes. Oh, such fun. What does burnt umber mean?
Burnt umber, extreme sex?
Yes. What is extreme sex?
What do you mean by what is extreme sex? I mean, it gives a nice description. Branding, heterosteme, or bestiality? That's what I thought.
Branding. I never heard of branding before.
Really? They do it to cattle.
Well, I'm not a farmer.
Well, I'm not either.
Good. So what bandana would you wear? In your pocket.
Let's see. Brr. Animal roleplay. No, how about that? Two-handed anal fisting. I'm gonna pass.
Are you actually gonna answer that?
No, I am gonna answer that. I have to look. Let's
see. This is exciting. We're about to find out Johnny B's sexual fetish.
Interests. Probably just the white. The white or maybe...
Safe sex. Oh. I thought it would be something really extreme.
No, I'm not that extreme. Maybe the deep aqua.
Deep
maybe.
Aqua. What am I looking at? I'll have to search that deep. Aqua. Having sex in water, such as a bathtub, shower, or swimming pool.
Probably the shower, because I also have aquaphobia, though, which that's very interesting. I hate swimming pools. I hate them. But second one sounds rather interesting.
You are...
Nice, thanks. You make me feel so great.
How can you have acrophilia and acrophobia?
I have no idea.
Wow. There should be a word for people like you.
Insane? Yeah, that probably would fit pretty well.
Not insane.
No, it would just be more like shower or something like that.
Okay.
Or a bathtub, not like a swimming pool, or yeah, I'm gonna have sex in the ocean. No. How about not?
In the little kiddie pool?
Yeah, that would be not okay at all.
I thought you were going to share with us something really bizarre and extreme, like, oh yeah, I'm into anal fisting, oh yeah.
Although, maybe the Argyle as well. Firstly, just because Argyle is fantastic, and secondly, because I am kind of in geeks.
Well, you heard it here first. Johnny B likes to have sex in the shower.
So I do, although I still have my V card, so we'll see how that turns out.
Your V card?
My virginity, yes.
Uh-huh.
What's that supposed to mean? Uh-huh.
Oh, how old are you, though?
20.
Damn.
What, and you don't, and you're like 12? No, you're not 12.
No, I'm 18. I'm not a virgin, but... That's alright. You're entitled to your V-card?
Sort of, except now that I've had it this long, I'm just like, well, I don't want to lose it to some douchebag, so I guess I'm going to have it for a little while longer, because the only people I seem to be meeting are douchebags, so I don't have time for that. So that's why I'm happily single, and not really interested right now. But if something comes up, that will probably change. We shall see, I suppose.
Interesting. How do you go into a new topic from that?
I'm not quite sure. I think that's up to you.
What sort of biscuits do you like?
Biscuits?
Yeah.
What do you mean by biscuits?
Biscuits, like, things that you put in your mouth and then you swallow them. And they're all crunchy.
There are lots of things you could put in your mouth and swallow. biscuits. Well, I mean, we have biscuits, but I don't know. We have very limited varieties of biscuits around here. It's pretty much a biscuit, and that's your only choice.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not quite sure how that would translate between cultures.
How big is your shower?
My shower?
Yeah. Is it big enough for two people?
Yes, it is.
That's quite good. My shower is quite small.
Well, mine's like the shower and a bathtub combination.
I find that the shower bathtub combinations, those showers are hard to control the temperature of. They usually go cold and then warm and then cold.
Yeah, it depends on your plumbing, though. I mean, I live on the 9th floor, so our water pressure is really bad for taking a shower, so it's just kind of a bit difficult anyway, but yeah.
How many floors are there?
In this building, there are 13.
Indeed. So, if we were ever to have sex in a shower, it would be at your shower.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when you book your tickets.
Do you drink alcohol?
I do not.
No.
No. I have, but I didn't enjoy it. So.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Breakfast this morning, I had a Pop-Tart, like a toaster pastry, and I had a veggie burger.
Interesting. What's a veggie burger?
A veggie burger is like a hamburger. You have hamburgers in your land.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like a hamburger, except it's for vegetarians, so it's made out of, like, beans and soy and that type of thing. So, meatless hamburger, although it tastes very similar, and so I had that.
Are you a vegetarian?
I am not.
Okay. Good. We wouldn't want one of those people.
Oh no, they're horrible. I have a lot of vegetarian friends. Well, most of them aren't actually vegetarian anymore. Strange. I used to have a lot of vegetarian friends. They all kind of gave up, apparently, and decided they wanted meat again. I don't know.
I have an ex-vegetarian friend, and every time he has meat, I remind him that he's killing something.
Yeah. It's kind of true.
Yep.
No, I don't really like meat, especially in, like, large slabs. Like, I won't eat fried chicken or steak or anything like that. It has to be, like, on a pizza or in a sandwich or something like that, so.
So, have you been to many barbecues?
No, and if I do, I don't eat any of the meat.
Okay. No. Or drink any of the beer.
Oh, beer's absolutely horrible. It's
just, I know!
I don't understand how people can like it. I've tried several times. And I'm just like, dude, I'd rather drink vodka straight out of the bottle, which I've done before. It's like, I don't understand this beer thing.
I know! Beer, yeah, the appeal of it just doesn't appeal to me at all. Give me vodka.
It tastes horrible, and it smells horrible, and you end up with a beer gut, which looks horrible. So, I mean, it's just a lose-lose situation.
Do you know how to ride a bike?
I do.
Good for you. Do you know how to ride a unicycle?
Good lord, no.
Would you like to learn?
You.
No, but I would like to learn.
I don't know. I feel like I would not have very much skin on my elbows after trying to learn that.
You could wear elbow pads. Problem solved.
You could, but really, I think the novelty would wear off because it's not exactly a very functional talent to be able to use. Like, why would you ride a unicycle anywhere?
Why would you ride a bicycle?
Bicycles are a lot faster, and if you need to stop suddenly,
don't be so sure.
Fall flat on your face.
Don't be so, well, once you know how to ride a unicycle, it can be just as fast and just as useful as a bicycle.
I suppose.
One wheel is just as good as two.
And then I suppose if one wheel blows, you only have to replace your bicycle, unicycle, whatever gets blown up, you only have one wheel to replace as two.
I think someone's breaking into someone else's car there.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Welcome to Detroit. See what I live with? This is my life.
Should have gone to Ireland.
That actually would have been really fun. I kind of want to transfer, to be honest. I've had it in the back of my mind for most of the semester, just because this place is a mess.
Transfer it then. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Yep.
But the problem is where? Where would I go?
Ireland!
I don't know. Are there good schools in Ireland for graphic design?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
And then you
I'll look into it.
Have sex in the shower with the Irishman.
Great. Woo. What is what I wanted.
Deep.
Or something. Ooh, goodness, it's getting dark.
Yeah, it's dark here.
Well, I mean, considering it's, what, 10:40 p.m. United Kingdom time?
Yes. We are recording this on the 6th of November, 2010.
And yes, we are.
22:38 here, and over there it's a different time.
A different time. It is, what, 18:38.
Excellent. You're only 4 hours behind?
Yes, although daylight savings time, we're on daylight savings time right now, and we get off daylight savings time tonight. So,
ooh, that would have been...
Tomorrow will be 5 hours apart.
I see. We moved our clocks recently. That was October 31st. It's all a lot of bollocks, really, isn't it?
It is. It's very... Mm. Very confusing indeed. I was watching a concert streaming from London last night, and the site had like 3 different times posted for it. So it was like, oh, it's going to be 7 p.m. London time. Oh, it's going to be 7:30 p.m. GMT. Like, that, what? I was so confused, and then I had to convert it, and it didn't convert correctly. And then I signed up for like a reminder email that the stream was going to start, and they sent the reminder email at the wrong time. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So, I've been dealing a lot with London time, GMT, and Eastern Standard Time in the past couple days.
Yep. What concert was it?
It was Imogen Heap. I don't know if you know who she is. No. She's relatively popular in the States. And
could she fight Shakira?
She fight Shakira? No, but she could definitely out-fabulous her. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Imogen Heap went to, I think it was the Grammys, in a dress made of live lilies. She's one of those people. So,
yeah.
Live lilies, and then she went to another one, I think it was the Emmys? I don't know, some awards thing, and she was wearing the Twitter dress, where she wired up a dress with, like, LEDs, so that you could send in a tweet and have it tagged with a certain hashtag, and it would display it on her dress while she was at, you know, the award ceremony, which I thought was fantastic. So, yeah, she's one of those people.
Wow. Certainly creative. I'll give her that.
Yeah, she's quite wonderful. So what about you? Who do you listen to, music-wise? Do you like Lady Gaga?
A little bit. I'm ashamed to admit it, but like a little bit. I listen to Iron Maiden and Blind Guardian and Dragon Force.
Gotcha.
All those people. Finnish metal and Russian rap, if you have it.
I think I know any Russian rap. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is quite obscure, but I love it.
Sounds like it could be quite entertaining as well.
Yeah, it is. I don't like English rap. I don't like rap when I understand what's going on. It's not fun that way.
Yes, quite true. Although, well, I don't know. Yeah, that counts as rap. South African group called Die Antwoord, who you may have heard of.
No.
They're a rap group, and they are absolutely hilarious. They're kind of a joke. They're very campy, and it's all... Their entire, like, existence is just, like, a show. So they've made up this entire story about how they met and all this stuff, and their lyrics are the worst on the planet ever. Talking about having period sex, and it's just horrible. But the beats are fantastic, so I just think it's hilarious because they're making fun of the entire situation of rap and everything, and it sounds fantastic. So I hate rap, but I love them, so...
What bandana color would correlate to period sex?
Well, considering period sex isn't really a gay thing, I don't know.
Hmm. Well,
probably just like extreme blood sex or something. I don't know.
Blood fetish.
Yes, blood fetish.
What color would that be?
Probably red.
But, well, that's taken by fisting, so...
Fisting, well, that would be blood sex, wouldn't it? Red, well, red is dark red, two-handed fisting, great. Probably like a, probably just...
Scarlet?
Checkerboard or something. Scarlet, yeah, probably scarlet, or... Yeah, scarlet would work.
But then you would have to be careful about distinguishing scarlet from red. I mean, if you saw someone with a scarlet bandana, and they thought that it was a red bandana, it was like, oh, no, I'm not into fisting, that's weird, I just have a fetish for blood, it's all right. That's how the situation developed.
True, especially if, like, in a dark club, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. Who made this bandana code? It's fascinating. I like that code. It's useful, certainly.
It is. However, good luck finding bandanas that fit all of these. Oh, but then there's like the... A lot of these are very, very slim differences, like apricot and beige.
Yeah.
Here. And then lavender and mauve and light pink. It's just like, ooh. And then peach. Yeah. And tan and khaki and light yellow. Good luck distinguishing between any of those because they all know...
Yeah.
They all mean really different things.
I know. I can't tell the difference between apricot and beige. An apricot means you're a chubby chaser, and beige means you're into oral and anal sex. So, that's a conversation. Yeah, it would be funny to listen into. Oh no, I'm not a chubby chaser, I'm just into oral anal sex. It's alright.
Hey.
Maybe they should have different designs as opposed to just different colors. We should make our own bandana code.
I am all completely down for that. That sounds lovely.
What would red be?
Blood fetish, clearly.
Yes.
It's
and
neat.
Green?
Probably necrophilia. Poison. I'm going to poison you. I'm going to have sex with you. And you're going to love it.
We're going to get dark, dark, please.
Oh dear.
Okay. Well, what would aquaphilia be? What bandana would you have in your pocket? What color, if you could choose it?
Probably hot pink, just because hot pink is such a good color. Although it has nothing to do with aquaphilia.
It makes more sense if it's
blue. Aqua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. At the minute, magenta equates to armpits, which.
Not a huge fan.
So yeah. Oh, you can have motorcycle sex.
Sounds like something you would enjoy.
Chamois. I don't even know what color.
Chamois.
For the record, I'm not into motorcycle sex. Just for the record.
Oh, it's chamoisé. I think come up. That one has to be a little helpful. IPA sucks.
What's IPA?
International Phonetic Alphabet.
Okay.
If you go to the Wikipedia page for Chamoisé, it gives you the pronunciation in IPA, and Lord knows, I don't understand why any of this is. But I think that's...
Chamoisé is like a brown on color, sort of.
Yeah.
So if you see anyone with a sort of brown bandana in their pocket, it means they want to have motorcycle sex. And that means they want to use motorcycle as a prop in sex, not actually have sex with the motorcycle. Because that would be difficult. And also, I don't think your penis belongs in an exhaust pipe. I mean that's just me. But
how? Especially if your motorcycle is on.
Yes, especially. If you were going to have a motorcycle as a prop in sex, would you have it on and vibrating, or just stationary?
Well, on and vibrating would be good, plus then you get like the pass out factor, which is apparently fantastic if you have it on in like a closed garage. Mm-hmm. But houndstooth biting. Well, I like houndstooth, I don't like biting. I don't know, probably on. Yeah, that would be good. Vibration is always fun or something.
And plus, you could rev it up, give yourself a bit of a thrill.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't have one for Roadhead.
I've never heard of that one. Please explain in great detail.
Great detail, Roadhead. Roadhead is pretty much just fellatio, like the person in the passenger seat giving the person who's driving like a car or some sort of vehicle like that fellatio. So Roadhead, doing head on the road.
So, I know Detroit is known for its contribution to the motoring industry. Is that something they would have a lot of there, Roadheads?
I have no idea. There's a lot of traffic around here, so I'm kind of doubting it, unless you're really feeling, I don't know, strange, and I don't know how you would exactly multitask or orgasming while in a traffic jam. But, whatever, to each their own, I suppose.
Indeed. Would you get any piercings?
I have my ears pierced, actually. I don't have anything in them. I haven't had anything in them for months now. Probably should put something back in them before I close out. But yeah, so that's it. But other than that, no.
Why did you get them pierced?
Drag, mainly.
I see.
So I can wear earrings.
Interesting. I wouldn't get anything pierced. I'm more of a tattoo guy. Although, I don't have any tattoos.
Do you plan on getting any? Well, I'm assuming yes.
I have a picture here that I drew. I might get that tattooed on me. It's four Chinese symbols arranged vertically to mean peaceful warrior. And I would get that beside my belly button on the right side.
Good work.
Mm-hmm. You know the way people get their nipples pierced? Is there one that means you're gay, and if you get it on the other side, it means you're straight?
No, it does not.
Yeah.
Not here, at least.
I heard that a lot, I think. I just wanted to ask you if you knew if it was the left side that was gay or the right side. And I don't know.
I don't know. I know one person had his nipples pierced, but he was straight and he got both of them pierced. So, I don't know. He also has a Prince Albert, which I think is disgusting, but whatever.
A what?
Prince Albert?
What's that?
Oh dear. Prince Albert is when you get a piercing through the, what is it, the frenulum and then out the urethra.
Words that I do not understand.
I am terribly sorry. Prince Albert. Prince Albert. Oh, lovely. Thank you. There you go. That is Prince Albert.
Oh, why would anyone do that ever?
My thoughts exactly.
Why? Why?
No, why? I don't know if it's just an American thing, but there are sites that give, like, there's a huge list of different, like, male genital piercings, and most of them are completely ridiculous and extremely painful, and I'm like, why would you do that? So, yeah.
How does he urinate?
I'm not quite sure. I really don't want to know.
I do. I'm curious.
I mean, assuming just like normal people, urine is actually really sterile, I believe. Sterile before it leaves the body. So, It's not like that's really an issue. But, yeah.
Ooh. I don't like the way it shines into the camera, like it's some kind of weapon.
Lens flare is a little much.
He's holding it as well, as if he's proud of it.
Well, wouldn't you be proud of it if you, you know, had the balls to get something like that? I mean, I would be a bit appalled at myself, but...
No, it's not bravery, it's just stupidity.
Very true. Yeah, that's Prince Albert. Congratulations, you're learning all sorts of useless information today.
Indeed.
As am I. Pax is known as Lynx in the UK. Good to know.
And also I learned about different types of milk, and now I am learning about Prince Albert's. Quite a difference there.
Yes, very different indeed.
Quite a leap in topics.
You can't talk about milk forever. Although you probably could talk about Prince Albert for forever.
I would not like to do that.
God. Oops.
The next time you see your street friend, ask him why. Why?
I will, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Male genital piercings. Oh, good God. And playing Apudavia, Fada, Foreskin, Deep Shaft, Dolphin, Dido, Frenum, Frenum Ladder, Lorem, Magic Cross, Prince Albert, Reverse Prince Albert, and Transcrotal. Those are male genitals piercings. I want them all. No, never. But, yeah.
The things people will do. I mean, they're just insane.
Good God. This bitch is apparently the most pierced woman as of 2009.
Click.
I didn't think, yeah.
Ah!
How can you eat? How does your face stay, like, even remotely together? I don't know, I swear she has, like, 3 pounds of jewelry on her face.
Sellotape, I'm guessing. Or perhaps a bit of PVA glue.
Probably. Or Botox.
That is not healthy.
No. Oh my. Yeah, the girl across the hall from me has a metal allergy, so she can't wear any metal rings or have any metal earrings or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, otherwise she gets hives. I'm like, oh, that's great. So, she wears plastic earrings, which I think is hilarious. But,
I keep my ears bare. Nothing will go on my ears. Thank you very much.
Yeah, ears are really gross, not gonna lie. I'm not a fan of ears.
So what bandana color? I mean, if you had a fetish for ears? Possibly orange to go with the earwax?
I was gonna say orange or yellow, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could go with, like, something paisley, which is remotely ear-shaped, but not really. But just say it is.
Or you could just have, like, a little badge that says, I like ears.
You could just, like, I don't know, get a t-shirt and just print a huge ear on it and be like, yeah, that's me.
Or you could get a tattoo of an ear. That would be
on your ear. It'd be great.
A tattoo of an ear on your ear. What if you got earrings?
That would be frightening, and I'm quite sure they probably exist, but that would still be frightening.
Earring. Google images. Oh, there's an earring of an iPhone. A little tiny iPhone.
God, why?
Some people, Johnny B, are strange.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
Well, yeah, I am too, but not to the extent that I would get earrings or Prince Albert in my penis. That is where my xenophilia stops. Stops quite a bit before that, actually. Would you get your tongue pierced?
God, no.
I wouldn't get anything pierced. But, like, of all the things to get pierced...
No, I know someone who got a tongue piercing and it was not pretty. So I'm just...
I wouldn't like that.
Although I suppose it would be interesting for, like, blowjobs. But past that, I think it's...
Yes, if you had an allergy to metal, like the girl... Well, I suppose you would have to be a guy to, you know, have... If you were a guy and you had an allergy to metal, then and someone with a tongue piercing gave you a blowjob, then you would have problems, definitely, yeah.
That would be difficult, yes.
Yes. So if you're listening and you're a guy with a metal allergy, just check that no one with metal in their mouth gives you a booger. And that,
although would that also, you know, extend to metal fillings like toothpicks?
I don't know. It depends on the allergy. I don't know a lot about this allergy. I don't have any allergies.
Why aren't you lucky, douchebag? I'm jealous. I also have seasonal allergies, by the way. I completely forgot.
What are they like?
It's just like certain times of the year. I think it's mostly like ragweed. A certain plant will disperse their pollen into the air, and I'm allergic to that. So certain times of year, I'll get bad allergies with like dry eyes and scratching and runny nose and all that fun stuff. But it's really strange though, because it's only every other year, and this year was one of my off years, so I'm pleased about that. So I didn't have allergies this year, but I will next year.
Sort of like the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed.
Here. Do you play any sports?
Badminton.
That was the only other one I was going to list if I was feeling frisky enough to list badminton. Mm. I'm glad I'm not the only one who only plays badminton as like an actual sport.
Yeah. We should play sometime, right after the shower sex.
Sounds wonderful.
Mm.
After or before?
After.
Okay, that sounds good.
Or maybe before, and then the winner could decide who's doing who.
That sounds good too.
Mm. We could make a day of it.
Sounds good. Yeah, just make sure you call me first, so that I know when to be setting out this day of badminton and shower sex.
Do you have your own badminton racket?
I do at home, but I don't with me in school.
Ah. I have my own, but then you could always rent one at the leisure center.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Or someone around here has to have one, so I could just steal it. Or I could just use my hands, that'd be perfect.
No, it's against the rules.
Well, clearly, but in a pinch, you gotta make do. Mm. Yeah.
Table tennis?
I enjoy it, although I'm really bad at it. What about you?
Yeah, I'm alright. I find that the person I'm playing with always gets hyper-competitive, and then we end up just fighting on the table.
Oh dear.
And choking each other with the mat and stuff. Oh, just whacking each other's face with the little red bats they have.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Sounds like a contact sport.
Oh, definitely.
Didn't start out as, but I mean, it works. Evolution is a wonderful thing, or something.
Indeed.
Sometimes.
Mm. You know, human evolution. What is the next thing we should get? What's the next step of human evolution?
Well, I really have no idea. Let's see. I'm gonna say dinosaurs. We're gonna turn into dinosaurs.
Mm.
It's a vicious cycle, you see. Dinosaurs and then people, and then dinosaurs and then people.
I see.
Yep. What? Okay, I got a text from an unknown number that says, "There was a time when rock and roll was easy, now it's clean and heavy." And that's all it says.
Just get a random text like that.
I wonder who the hell that is. I wonder if it's through Google Voice, so I might have... Oh, that's who that is. But what? Why are you telling me this? Okay, anyway. Random people texting me random shit. Like, oh, cool, thanks. I appreciate it.
Maybe he's smoking something.
Quite likely. He does that a lot, actually.
Mm. Excellent.
I found this key yesterday while walking back from the art supply store on the ground in the middle of Detroit, and I thought it said something that's really rusty. It's been sitting on the sidewalk for like a week at least. So
you kept
it up and was like, oh, hey, this is cool. I thought it said something on it, but I think that's just rust, so never mind.
Why did you keep it?
It looks pretty.
It sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But
maybe a dog peed on it.
Quite like, well, there aren't really any dogs in the city.
Well, maybe someone got stabbed with it.
Considering how rusty it is, I expect the tip would have broken off. Mm. Unless it was stabbed before it got rusted. That's very possible.
Very possible. It almost definitely happened.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, we're just going to end it there. Do you have a like a blog to post, plug? Say it out loud for the listeners.
Flavors.me/JulianaStein.
Right.
I think that links to pretty much all of my internet presence. To any of my creations, go for it. They're all for free download.
Mm-hmm.
So I refuse to accept money. No money.
That's fine. And if you have any emails, feedback, complaints about the show, which I'm sure you do, email isaac@vodkapodcast.com, and our site is www.vodkapodcast.com. Yeah, thanks for being with us, Johnny B, this week.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Would you like to do this again?
Yes, be my pleasure.
Excellent. Yeah, that's the show. We just end it there.
Sounds good. TTFN.
What does that mean?
Ta-ta for now, actually.
Yeah, okay then. Bye.
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 See ya.